Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment. This is Katie Johnson along with my guest Caroline Gustafson this morning. Caroline is an athletic trainer at the Lake Region Healthcare Mel Center Health and Wellness Hub, and she also happens to be the race director for the Lake Region Run. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Well, it's race week. We have the Lake Region Run coming up this Saturday and lots to let the community know about in terms of what's happening. How are things shaping up for the race this year?
Things are going great this year. We're really close to 800 participants. Numbers are pretty much right on from last year. A couple things to keep in mind is that Freiburg Avenue will be closed from Summit into Fur from about 7:45 a.m. until around noon. So expect major traffic delays over there if you're planning on going over there. And along the 5K course, which is, you know, Freiburg to Cherry to Cleveland to Lake Alice, those are going to be pretty much shut down. So if you're planning on getting anywhere over there the morning of, just expect delays.
And the courses are a little bit different this year, right?
Yep, the courses are a little bit different. The biggest difference is the 5K. Last year we didn't go all the way around Lake Alice, and this year we are. So we're just highlighting Fergus Falls a little bit, and the half marathon, of course, goes in front of our bigger landmarks, Hillcrest and Veterans Bridge and the RTC. So there'll be runners out on the road, so just make sure you're paying attention.
And if you happen to live along the course or even just looking for something fun to do that morning, it's really great to see people out cheering.
Yeah, get out on your lawns, play some music if you want. All the runners really appreciate just a little boost here and there. And, you know, sometimes just your little bit of motivation for them can get them to the finish line.
Absolutely. Still looking for some volunteers to help make the event go off as well?
Yeah, we are still looking for some volunteers. You can call Mary Budke at 736-86. You know, we have a lot of people out on the course. We have people coming in from Canada. We've got six different states, and we just really want to welcome them to Fergus Falls and let them know how friendly we are.
And volunteers are really important to making sure that the runners stay safe as well, having enough volunteers.
Yep. They sit at a lot of the intersections, so just make sure you're watching out for them, and we'd love to have you out, and it's just a very inspiring event. So if you just need a little motivation for yourself to come out and volunteer and just see everything that's going on.
And volunteering doesn't take any special skills, right? We just need people.
Yeah, we need people. If you can wear a t-shirt, you're good to go.
A free t-shirt, you know, can't beat that, right?
Yeah, everyone loves a free t-shirt.
Awesome. So this all takes place, we haven't mentioned, at the community arena. That's the start and finish for the race. And there's some fun events planned kind of around that as well, starting on Friday with registration packet pickup.
Yep, everything will be in the south rink at the community arena, so we'll be opening that big garage door, and you can just show up. You can register that, you know, Friday night. You can register Saturday morning. You'll get your t-shirt or your race swag, whatever you get. And then Saturday morning, the band starts playing at about 7:30. Giving Back Jack will be out there playing live music, and they're just awesome. They bring everything together.
They do. They really are fun to listen to and add a lot to the race atmosphere. You mentioned that you can register on-site Friday night and Saturday. Is registration online still open as well?
Yep. Online registration is open until midnight on Thursday night before the race. And then Friday and Saturday, you can register at packet pickup.
Anything else you want our listeners to know about the Lake Region Run? I guess we haven't talked about where the proceeds go. That would be something good to mention.
Yeah, all our proceeds go right to our Cancer Care and Research Center, and they do some great stuff for our patients that we have here, and it's very appreciated by the staff and the patients over there. So great cause, fun atmosphere, just a great time.
And the Cancer Center, I know, is planning to man one of the volunteer stations. You have a lot of great businesses that also show up and help, like with the water stations, and maybe a shout out to them would be a good way to thank them for their participation as well.
Yeah, all of our water stations are great. They get out there early. They make sure the runners have water. They clean everything up, and you know they cheer you on and get you going. So all of our volunteers and all of our sponsors and everything that pulls us together, the police department, the city officials, everyone has been pulling together to make this event happen, and it's just a very, very, very fun thing for our community.
It really is. I don't think a lot of people have any grasp of how many people it takes and how much coordination it does take from so many different agencies to pull off a race like this. But it really is a great showcase for Fergus Falls, for the community, and a great way to welcome people from out of town to our community, and even for the hometown people to be reminded of how hilly and beautiful our city is.
Yes, yes. You know, the trees are in full bloom. We've got lilacs out. It's beautiful courses all the way around.
Well, Caroline, thanks so much for all the work that you do as race director to make the Lake Region Run a success and to bring in money for our Cancer Care and Research Center and showcase Fergus Falls as a great place to come and run and a great place to visit and a great place to live. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much.
This Saturday is the Lake Region Run. Again, a reminder to be on the lookout for the runners, be prepared for some road closures, taking a little extra time to get around town this Saturday and get out and cheer if you can. We have over 800 runners coming to town participating, and we look forward to welcoming them to Fergus Falls along with you. Caroline Gustafson, my guest today on Apple a Day. Caroline and I both reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.